listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Tim Eckert, Executive Director of Lutheran Deaf Mission Society. Good morning, Pastor Eckert.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us this morning, and looking forward to learning more about Lutheran Deaf Mission Society. Tell me a little bit about this Mission Society, how it began.
Well, the Synod used to have a synodical counselor for deaf missions, which meant that at the synodical level, there was one person who was designated to promote, encourage, oversee deaf ministry throughout the Synod. He worked with the district very closely to help them know how to support and sponsor deaf ministry within the districts. And I don't remember exactly the year, about 2003, I think it was, that position was eliminated, unfortunately, because of budget issues within the Synod. And so for a few years, there was kind of a leadership vacuum for deaf ministry and LCMS. And the Board for Mission Services at that time decided, you know, we really need an agency that can help continue to support and encourage deaf ministry within the Synod. And so they contacted Rodney Reinierson, who used to be one of the synodical counselors for deaf ministry. And he worked closely with them and with a few other people to start the Lutheran Deaf Mission Society. And so we got our official start in 2008 as an RSO, a recognized service organization, to work with the Synod and the districts to support deaf ministry and encourage deaf ministry. So we haven't been around for that long. We're only about 8 years old now.
Well, in those 8 years, what is what has your purpose, your mission? What are you seeking to do as a mission society?
Well, we have a mission statement, as most agencies do, and that mission statement says that we seek to help more deaf people and their families see Jesus Christ as their Savior, and number two, to help more deaf people serve Jesus Christ as their Lord. So our purpose is pretty simple and basic. Like the rest of the church, we desire to bring people to Christ and to connect them with the church and to help them serve Christ. But the way that we do that specifically is to help congregations learn how to serve the deaf. That's really our primary goal.
And what's unique about serving the deaf that that you'd like for congregations to learn?
The deaf really are their own community, and they really are their own culture here within the U.S. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people, I think, when they think about someone who's deaf, they think, well, this person just can't hear, which is true, and that's actually how many deaf want us to see them, as, you know, just a normal person who just can't happen to hear. But there are a lot of misconceptions. Many hearing people think that a deaf person can read lips very well. Most deaf people, if they're skilled at lip reading, catch about 40% of what you say. Now, you can imagine if you listened, let's say, to every other word that I said in this sentence, it'd be much more difficult for you to get the meaning of what I'm saying. So you can't depend on lip reading. If you're going to work with the deaf, you really have to learn their language, American Sign Language. So that's probably the number one thing that people need to learn if they're going to work with the deaf, is congregations have to get several people, not just one person who's skilled in sign language, but they have to get several people who are skilled in sign language who are willing to reach out to the deaf. And ideally, we want the whole congregation to embrace them, because if the whole congregation can embrace them, then the deaf really feel welcomed and a part of the community. So that's the first step that we want congregations to recognize is that they have to learn this other language and embrace these people who might think in a different way because they use a different language. You've got to cross that language barrier first.
How would you describe ASL, American Sign Language, to someone who's unfamiliar with it?
Well, it is a sign language, so you use your not just your hands, but your whole body, your facial expression, your body language. If you're leaning forward, leaning back, your entire body really gets into the communication, and it's not just a word-for-word translation. Each English word doesn't have a corresponding sign in American Sign Language, but rather each concept or each meaning has a corresponding sign. And you put the signs together really like a picture, not like English language order. So when you learn to sign, you have to learn a completely new grammar. Just like in German, the German words have a different order, and they have their own idioms that are different than English. Sign language is the same way. The word order is different. You really have to learn to think visually instead of thinking in English.
So it's more of a concept for concept way of communicating rather than when going from English or another language to American Sign Language, it's really more concept by concept than word for word.
Yes.
How do you prepare servants for the church? How do you prepare those to serve in the church for ministry to the deaf?
That is a great question, and that is something that we are very much involved in. We have two programs. One is Deaf PA, and PA is an ASL expression that means success. So our Deaf PA program is something that helps the deaf succeed in leadership within the church. We have a series of classes that teaches them doctrine and service, caring for each other. It helps prepare people to be elders or leaders within the church. And that program also prepares people for seminary education. And that's one of our biggest goals right now, is the Deaf Institute of Theology, which is a program at Concordia Seminary there in St. Louis. It's an alternate route program that prepares deaf men to be pastors and deaf women to be deaconesses. And we are very excited about this program because, you know, in any mission field, one of your biggest goals is to get indigenous or national pastors within the church. You don't want to have people from outside of your culture always come in and ministering to you because it's always going to be cross-cultural. You want the people themselves to become the pastors and servants of the church. And so that's what the Deaf Institute of Theology does for us. If you have some time, if you want, I can tell you a little bit about our first graduate.
Sure.
Okay. In 2004, the seminary started this Deaf Institute of Theology. And our first student to graduate from it was Alan Rourke. He graduated in 2008 because it's a four-year program, just like the regular seminary is. He graduated in 2008. He's been serving as the pastor for the deaf in Indiana District. He's based in Indianapolis. And because he is deaf, he has the ability to do things that I could never do. I've been a pastor for the deaf for 20 years now. I've been signing for 24 years. So I consider myself to be fairly skilled in sign language. I've worked as an interpreter. I work with the deaf full-time. I'm fluent in sign language. I understand the deaf. The deaf understand me. I'm very much involved in their world. But I will always be a hearing person. Even if I were to lose my hearing today, the deaf would still see me as a hearing person because I grew up hearing. I grew up speaking English, not sign language. I grew up thinking like a hearing person, not like a deaf person. So for me, no matter how long I'm in deaf ministry will always be cross-cultural. And there will always be things that I don't quite get about the deaf because I don't have their perspective. But Alan Rourke, Pastor Rourke, because he grew up deaf, because he went to a deaf school, because he is deaf and shares their experience, he has access to their world like I will never have. And he does amazing things in the Indiana District. Since 2008, he's been the pastor for the deaf in Indianapolis, and he also has now 20 preaching stations throughout the district. It started with, I think he had two or three preaching stations, and he just continues to go to new communities and reach out, and the people are so receptive to him because they understand him, and he can relate to them in a way that a hearing person can't. That is the picture of what we want to do with the Deaf Institute of Theology. We want to get more men and women through that program so we can have deaf pastors and deaconesses throughout Synod who are based either in a deaf congregation or in a hearing congregation that does deaf ministry, and they can reach out to their communities and draw in more deaf.
So there are opportunities for them to study at the Deaf Institute of Theology, and that's how do they go about that? That's here at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis?
Yes. Concordia operates the program in partnership with us. We work very closely with them, and we actually help them prepare the classes. The classes are based on the Ethnic Immigrant Institute of Theology. So we took those classes and prepared them in sign language so that the classes are completely accessible to the deaf. This program is not a residential program. The students stay at home in their home congregation. They take the classes online. They do their field work and their vicarage or internship at their home congregation with their pastor serving as their mentor and then their vicarage supervisor. And they take one class at a time. And at the end of 4 years, they have completed the program and they are able to be ordained as a pastor or certified as a deaconess and continue to work. Now, the goal of this, because it's not really a degree program, it's a certificate program, they are not, they typically do not become a full-time worker. They can, but usually they will be a worker priest or they'll be bivocational where they'll keep a regular job and then also do the ministry part-time. So that's the big picture, the goal of this. And the more students we can get through, the more we can get out there to serve the church.
How can we learn more about the Deaf Institute of Theology Lutheran Deaf Mission Society?
If you want to learn more about DIT, you can contact the seminary. Or you can contact me. The best way to contact me is at the email address LDMS for Lutheran Deaf Mission Society, LDMS@deafjesus.org. Our website is deafjesus.org. So you can go there for more information, or you can contact me in email, either about DIT or about the Lutheran Deaf Mission Society.
Some great resources as well at that website, deafjesus.org. I've checked it out before and some good things there. Pastor Eckert, thanks for being our guest today on His Time, sharing with us about Lutheran Deaf Mission Society.
Thank you very much for having me.
It was a pleasure to talk with you today and learn more. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. We're going to head to Caledonia, Michigan. We'll study with Pastor Timothy Brand at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Caledonia, Michigan. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.